out.
Looking for you.
Till it's you.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. I have to stop saying those pretty soon because everybody's not going to be on Twitter anymore because everybody's on Blue Sky other than King. Figure it out.
True.
You sheeple. Michael Savage is rolling in his grave.
I hope so. Man. Yeah,
me too.
Follow us if you want to on the social medias. Join our Discord. It is Sports Brewery and Discord. That's the place where we interact with people the most, I think. That's where you can give us movie suggestions, list suggestions for the sports podcast. Speaking of that, you can watch that every Thursday other than during the holiday season. At around 7:30, we do that. If you twitch.tv/abrog87 if you want to watch us live. Get in the chat. It's a good time. If you miss those, watch them on YouTube because I post them the next day, or I try to. Also, the segments from our podcast, I post those on there, so you can watch us if you want to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you can. What else? I feel like I'm forgetting something. I think that's probably it.
That's it.
Let's get to the movie. The movie is your movie, listener. It came from WCP541 in our Discord, and it is Bone Tomahawk. Actually, it was his idea, but then we did a poll in the Discord for the first time, which apparently people are liking. So then it won the poll, and that's the movie we suggested. But it was WCP541 who first brought it up.
Toxic masculinity, loving the poll.
Yeah. What can I say? I love the poll. Bone Tomahawk came out 2015. It is currently on Netflix. It has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7.1 on IMDb, and a 72 on Metacritic. This might be one of like the highest rated movies we've ever watched. It stars Kurt Russell as Sheriff Hunt, Patrick Wilson as Arthur, Matthew Fox as Brooder, Richard Jenkins as Chicory, Lily Simmons as Samantha, David Arquette as Purvis. Of course, he's called Purvis.
Yeah.
Evan Jonikeet as Deputy Nick, Fred Melamed as Clarence, Sean Young, by the way, in this movie, who I had not seen in a very long time. She played a small role of Mrs. Porter, she was. And then Zahn McLarnon played Professor. He was the Native American expert who they talked to and got help from. Movie written and directed by S. Craig Zahler, who also wrote and directed Dragged Across Concrete and Brawl in Cell Block 99. Brawl in Cell Block 99 is awesome. If you haven't seen it and you don't know what it is, it's Vince Vaughn destroying people in a jail.
I don't buy it whatsoever.
I own it. It's great.
If I were to pick an actor to be in like a fighting prison movie, I would not select Vince Vaughn.
I know. No, it's one of those like huge, slow plotting guys who just fucking destroys people.
He's pretty tall.
Oh, he's a big guy.
So it makes sense, but
I just shaves his head. It's great. It's great.
I don't see athleticism when I look at Vince Vaughn.
Hey, you don't need it if you're like a big bruiser.
Nice, like, rock steady.
Yeah, exactly. You can take some punches and remember George Foreman? George Foreman used to just let guys punch him in the face until they got tired, and then he'd knock him out. Like, yeah. Let's see. This movie for S. Craig Zahler was his debut, his directorial
debut.
Correct. Yes. Budget $1.8 million. This might surprise you, seeing how it was rated. Box office $475,846.
I don't believe it was widely shown across the country.
Limited release, apparently. But that is crazy. Like,
do you do a limited release if the testing is good?
This was a low budget movie. They usually don't get full theatrical.
A low budget movie starring Kurt Russell. Like, I, you know, like you would think once the movie comes out and it gets like these really good reviews that it would get a bigger release, you know, like they're like, all right, we tested it out, limited release. Everybody really likes it. Let's put it
See,
in more
that's the
theaters.
weird thing. This movie is definitely not for everybody.
Oh, totally. I get
This
it.
is a very small
It's a
window.
Western horror movie,
Yes. So
essentially. So.
it hits me right because I love Western movies. I love Kurt Russell. Therefore, I automatically instantly love this movie. But it is a combo of slow and weird, which is never a good combo for a lot of people. And like you've said, what a lot of people don't like the Western genre in general.
There
Is
is.
that true?
They think it's Western in general are pretty slow-paced
Oh,
movies.
okay. I would have thought the spaghetti Western into even
Yeah.
just now with like I know it's not a movie, but like
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone
Yeah.
and.
Yeah, and like 310 to Yuma, people liked. And what's the Deadwood? Like everybody
See,
loved
I
Deadwood.
love
Yeah.
Deadwood. There's
Yeah.
like Cowboys and Aliens with Daniel Craig, and I've said it before. My favorite show I've watched in a long time was a Western, The English, with so Emily
Emily
Blunt.
Blunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that opinion, Ski.
I like Westerns.
I think people really like Westerns. I think it depends on the Western. But I think for the most part, people want to buy in to a good Western. I think if a Western is good, I think people are going to give it more credit than it might deserve, I think.
Would you guys have thrived during this? The crazy thing I thought of because
Yes.
they did
Yes.
show a
No
tombstone.
buffets in sight. I would thrive.
They did show a tombstone of Richard Jenkins' wife, and I believe she died in like it was like 1891 on the tombstone.
1800s, yep.
So it really got me thinking. I was like, you know what's weird is that we hype up a fat white guy that played baseball who was born when this movie was set. Babe Ruth was born in the setting of this movie, and we take him as a serious athlete. It really messed with me. I was like, we can't be doing
We
this.
can't do this anymore, guys.
No.
It took Bone Tomahawk changed Ski's entire view on the history of Major League Baseball.
Because I always think Westerns as being like a lot older,
Yeah.
right? It was 1891. You would still like, oh, you broke your leg. You're gonna die almost. It was like 50-50, you're gonna die.
It's gonna get infected.
Yeah.
If you don't cut off your leg, you are going to die. That's the option.
Babe Ruth was 12 when people were still in Yuma, Arizona, and the doors were just those little saloon doors.
Oh
He
yeah, saloon door.
just busted in the saloon doors. Well, that's good stuff. I
That
bet.
is
No
crazy.
shit, he hit those 62-mile-an-hour fastballs at him.
Exactly.
Your options for painkillers were like opium, which
Yeah, oh,
was
the good old just
if you
liquid
had if you
opium. Take
had
us
if you had
back. Take us
if you had
back.
one glug, you're falling
Yep.
asleep for the entire day. If you had two
You're
glugs, you're
dead.
dead.
Yep. God, I
That's
love
your
those
option.
days. That's why I would thrive. All you're doing is like playing poker and glugging on some fucking opium.
You just hope to live to 45, so you
Yep.
just live reckless.
Yeah, you're an old man at 45. That's the least believable thing in this movie was Richard Jenkins'
Jenkins being
character. Because he was he like in his 60s? Like, give me a
alive.
break. No way. Impossible. You're gonna get bit by a snake and you are going to die.
Gonna fall
Gonna
off your
be a snake
horse.
in your boots.
There's a snake in my boots. Somebody poison the water hole.
Yo, you got dysentery, you're dead.
You're
You drank some water, you're dead.
Anybody else watch Toy Story in Spanish class in school? Yo soy Woody. good stuff.
Serpentino.
I do love a good Western, man. And you know what? I don't know that there's anybody better than Kurt Russell. You know, like I kept thinking that throughout this movie. Nobody else can play this part that he played in this movie. Like I can't imagine anybody else playing this. Like he gives Westerns like a gravitas that like I don't know that anybody else can. Just the way he talks with a beard and a mustache is
well, that's the key.
A Western movie.
Because if you're a sheriff back in the Western days, you had a mustache or a beard or something, and Kurt Russell is the king of him and Sam Elliott and Selleck too, or the king of the mustaches.
Like Hateful Eight.
Yep.
He's essentially the same character.
Yeah, they are same. Yeah, but like Tombstone, he's the sheriff and has the wider mustache, and yeah.
It's amazing.
I was actually surprised at your budget for this. I know, so they only shot this movie in like 20 days. I get it. That's why it.
That's crazy.
You know, they just shot it outside for the most part in a couple locations in some buildings. And
yeah, like no special effects of any kind.
And you would like it. The yeah. The cave scene when they're in the troglodyte camp.
Yeah. By the way, the use of troglodyte, like chef's kiss.
Yeah. That the cave where they shot that in was the cave from Iron Man. So they just reused that set.
No kidding. Yep. That's amazing. I actually like that a lot. That's a cool fact, dude.
But remember
Iron Man. It's when he like built the suit, right? He built the suit in the they're not actually going to tell us what kind of terrorist cave. Because Marvel doesn't want to go there.
But it's heavily implied what kind of terrorists they are.
I think we know what country they're in. Yep.
A lot of beards going around here. A guy walking around.
Interesting. There's a certain nationality they all are. That's weird.
No, but yeah, for the low budget for this cast, on top of, would you guys have liked it? So the original cast for the O'Dwyers were Peter Sarsgaard and Jennifer Carpenter from
Sarsgaard
and Bruder. And Bruder, this is the one I thought would have been better, even though I thought the guy did a pretty good job as Bruder. It was supposed to be Timothy Oliphant.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because Matthew Fox was awesome in this movie. Like
he was.
He is like as good as Kurt Russell was. Like Matthew Fox surprised the hell out of me in this movie, because like I don't know that anybody has ever taken Matthew Fox seriously, right? Wasn't he?
No.
Wasn't he? He was like Party of Five or something. Was that the show he used to be on? Like I forget what it was, but or it wasn't Beverly Hills, I don't think. But
he was in Lost.
Yeah, he was Lost.
Lost. Yeah. That's it.
But you would love it. It's your favorite movie. He was also in Smoking Aces.
I'm like off by a few decades. That's all. Yeah.
Melrose Place.
His character was awesome, and I think he did a really good job. Sort of like the character was really cool because he had like this honor code, but also he is a like the biggest killer in the entire movie. Like even out of the troglodytes, he's like this dude. Like his backstory was awesome. Like his mom and his sister were killed when he was 10, and he spent the rest of his life just killing Native Americans because of it. It was like, holy shit, that is crazy.
That is the one thing about the Western genre. It's a lot of revenge driven.
Yeah, it is. It is. Which are my favorite kind of movies. Like in general, I love revenge movies. And his relationship with his horse. Like remember, like his horse gets like. His horse.
He's a little racist, though.
I love this part of the movie because, like, his horse. They wake up. He's getting stabbed. They luckily Patrick Wilson's character, like with the broken leg and everything, wakes up and shoots the dude who's stabbing him. And so he gets up, and they all sort of get up. The other guys, the bad guys, run away, steal their horses, they ride off, and he's like, "There's no way they stole my horse." Like. My horse would not let them like get on it. Like there's no way. My horse is too loyal. And he's like, looks like he didn't give up without a fight. And the horse is like laying like injured because literally the horse would not let these guys get on him and take it. That is awesome. And then he walks up because his horse is injured and has to shoot it. And he's like, "Thank you for your service," and shoots it. Fuck, that scene is cool, man.
I almost guarantee that's what all these actors and actresses read this script. It was like, oh, this is good writing would be my guess is why they signed on to be in this low budget movie.
I would say not bad directing either, but like, yes, I think S. Craig Zahler's writing in this movie was really good. Loved it. So who were the, was it Jennifer Carpenter and who else?
Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard, yeah. No,
Sarsgaard.
I think Patrick Wilson was great too. Like, and Jennifer Carpenter's annoying as hell.
She
Like, yeah.
Dexter, yes, she got very annoying in Dexter. I'm not sure if King has made it through Dexter yet.
No, I told you that we tried.
Yes, he did say
I
that. I didn't know
had
if you
to
stuck
like
with it
make
or
it.
not.
Nope. I was like, oh, it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
Find someone, kill someone.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's got
Almost
his
get caught.
Almost finished season two, but I bailed.
up to no good outfit, which is the same thing every single time too,
Yeah.
and yep.
It's no nip tuck, I'll tell you
No, definitely
that.
not. What is? What is?
Seriously.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, this movie is 80% just them cruising through, the desert.
It's Lord,
Walking.
it's Lord of the Rings, you
Yeah,
know?
it almost is. And especially with Wilson's character, with his character is so hobbled that it just adds
Yeah.
more time to them getting there as well.
How about that, by the way? Like, you know, your wife is kidnapped and you have a broken fibula and it is held together by two planks of wood and some string, and you have one crutch. You got one crutch
Why
for the other
is he not
side.
double crutching this and, using the purpose of a crutches,
I
right?
was wondering that too. I mean, like it would have made his life so much easier.
Oh, so much easier.
Like, oh my God. But the fact is, he like once the horses were stolen, he walked for like 2 days straight with one crutch and a broken fibula to save his wife, and he fucking saves his wife.
He had that little, he had that thing of opium, though. That kept him
He
going.
sure did. No, I
Yeah.
mean that let him sleep for a night.
The true hero of this movie was that vial of opium. Without that, this movie, they
Yeah.
all die and he
Everybody
doesn't
dies.
make it there. Yep.
So good. So good. Like some truly brutal deaths in this movie. Like the one with
Did the
Deputy
one.
Nick.
Yeah, did
Yeah.
that one catch you guys? I obviously have seen this movie. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this movie before, but yeah,
That's crazy.
that one, because like I said, this is a pretty calm movie for the most part until they get to the troglodyte camp, and then when they're locked up, yeah, it comes out of nowhere for the most part.
It really like I don't know that I've seen anything like that in a movie before. I don't watch a lot of horror movies, but like man, like they like I guess Braveheart they did it, right? Where they like put him to the things and then ripped his limbs off or whatever, but like they scalped him and then listener, if you haven't seen it, like they scalped him, then they turned him over and grabbed his legs, one grabbed each leg, and then the guy just like started hacking at his midsection, like hacking at his junk and midsection until it loosened up a little, and then they ripped him in half. Like they literally pulled each leg and ripped him in half. Like you said it, man, that came out of nowhere. I was like, oh my God.
Well,
Like
that's when you know for sure, like, oh,
Bruder just died, so it's like we got a like a main character death. Okay, so we're starting to like go down this road, and then it's like, holy shit, Deputy Nick! Like, why'd they have to do you like that,
because
man?
when you find out that they're cannibals, then
The
it
new
makes sense,
eating.
because that's how you butcher a pig. You literally split it in half like that from the ass and rip it apart, and you got two halves.
I didn't know that.
And they
I
call
just.
people. People call them long pig.
I
Weird.
was
And they
not
taste
aware of that.
Yeah, I just
like
learned that.
pork.
Thank you, Ski. Yeah. Yeah, and then he like the big one walks in holding a leg and eating it like
Just
a
eating.
like a chicken leg or something. It's like, holy fuck, man.
I know some of those things that I don't think that's right up King's alley.
No.
Nope. And I do like their weapon of choice is just like the jawbone of an animal.
They
But they're
sharp
apparently they're
sharpen the
sharp as shit.
jawbone.
They cut Bruder's hand off,
It did.
and Kurt took that dude's dome off with like three swings.
Yeah, by the way, like limbs came off easily with those things. 'Cause I think Brooders was the first, right? 'Cause like the two attacked him and then he like one of them got shot and dropped its thing right on his hand and it just like a knife through like butter, just hand off. And yeah, that same thing with Russell's fingers, like that, yeah. three swipes to cut an entire head off, like the sharpest jawbone in the history of Earth.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Great. I'm trying to think of a joke about like an actor with like a really nice jawline, and I can't think of one. So
the guy from Dick Tracy.
Wasn't his name Jaw something?
I think so, yeah.
Lockjaw or something like that.
Something like that.
I don't remember. When was the last time you saw Dick Tracy?
Definitely 1993.
Yeah, yeah.
What a terrible
Al Pacino as Mumbles.
Terrible, wacky movie. I just remember they buried a guy in wet concrete. Seems like a terrible death. I think Madonna was in it.
Madonna was in it.
That would be a bummer. That would be a bummer. Yeah. Madonna, of course Madonna was in it. It was the 90s.
What did you guys think of the action, you know, the fighting scenes? Because it was definitely not Hollywood at all. It was very normal, slow pace. Like, there was nothing quick about it. Like, when Jenkins and Russell get caught and bonked, those guys kind of just walked up on them and just kind of...
Yeah. Like normal guys.
And the arrows didn't come like zhushing in. It kind of just like thudded in on them each time.
It's like it's the 1800s. Nobody's like working out. Nobody's eating healthy. Nobody's like in good shape.
It's like the opposite of 300.
Yes. The polar opposite.
The arrows came in 300.
As like we already mentioned.
Drone shots. Yeah.
Babe Ruth is an elite athlete at this time. That's the athletic level we're dealing with. But my favorite part of this movie is the action, because it's not Hollywood at all. It's almost as believable as possible.
Yeah, no, they get like ambushed, but being ambushed is like they're, you know, 10 feet away, and you're not going to close 10 feet quickly. If a guy has a gun, he's going to be able to shoot you, and they shoot him. And yeah, I agree. Like, nobody's doing like karate moves and stuff in this movie, which it is kind of refreshing if you can do it right. And I think this movie did do it right. I think that's one of the things that makes this movie good, is it is sort of believable. Even though like this tribe, the troglodytes, even though they're, you know, they're, they, the voice box the, thing in the throat,
yeah, little,
like
the little
the
predator
horns
little
coming
predator
out of
howl.
Coming out of his face. Like, that's, I don't know how realistic that part. And like the two pregnant women who like were, oh, that's no, rough.
Cut off their arms and legs. So they can't leave.
And they're mute too, right? Isn't that what she said? Like, Jesus, that is insane.
But the crazy thing, that is believable.
But it's grounded.
Still.
This movie's like grounded.
The thing that's not believable to me is that they couldn't just push open those wood pillars that were locking them in. The guy just like hammered a thing in with his hand. Like, nothing was like secured in there. Just
kick them.
You could kick that off very easily.
On your butt. Use your feet. Legs are stronger than arms. Kick it out of the wall.
Yes.
Would not be difficult. Especially like the amount of times that they put it in and take it out. Like,
exactly.
It's a rock. Like, it's the rock's going to get loose. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, if it's a big enough rock, it'll loosen it up over time. But
it's sloppy is what it is. You know, like,
we got a cigarette.
Like, they're not guarding them. They're just by themselves. Yeah, that was the one thing I was just like, there's...
And you know what? Like, the bars were, like, far enough apart where they probably could have just slid sideways. Like,
O'Dwyer, Samantha. Mrs. O'Dwyer could have easily slipped through that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is that. Yes. Also, you know, I'll say to that point, what are they going to do if they get out? Because they're not
rappelling down the cliffs.
They would have to rappel down the cliff, which, you know, I guess is possible.
Yeah, Jay Leno can't even do that if you're up with the news.
Can't rappel down.
I am not
the
up
cliff.
With the news on that.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Google Jay Leno Hill as soon as we get off.
Yeah.
And hit me up.
Why don't you tell us? Because the listener's probably not going to want to Google it either.
Jay Leno was doing a show outside of Pittsburgh
at
a like Holiday Inn Express, and fell down a hill, and his whole right side is purple, and he's wearing an eye patch, and his hand is broken, and I can't even do the visual justice. Look
Good
up Jay
Lord.
Leno, Pittsburgh Hill.
How does he get bruised? He like wears
He fell,
jeans.
he
He's
says he fell
old.
down an entire hill, and the conspiracy theory is
Yeah.
because people are now Googling the hill that he says he fell down outside of like whatever Econo motel it was. And they're like, this guy's got gambling debt.
What?
He got thrown out of a
His
building,
hands
maybe?
are all wrapped up. He's wearing an eye patch. Yeah, he got roughed up.
If they're like that,
I'm telling you, Google Jay Leno.
there's like
I will be Googling this when
Jay
they're done.
Leno having gambling debt makes
And
no
he
sense.
has a whole interview. Oh, yeah.
Jay Leno,
I fell down a hill.
Jay Leno famously did not spend a dime of the money he made from his talk show, and also has a like extensive, really expensive car collection.
The
Like Jay Leno and gambling debt, I'm
guy
like,
makes like
eh.
$10 million off his YouTube channel a month. Oh my
Totally.
God. He looks like Igor in like young
It's
like
insane. You
Igor.
got when we get off, you gotta watch the interview.
He
It's
looks like
insane.
Igor.
Yeah. He's all because he's kind of bloaty and a little hunched. He's got the eye patch. He's like, eh, it's master, you know. With, hey, master, look at my eye. Yeah.
Yeah,
On the
fell
hill.
down some grass. You know how it is. Yeah, fell down some grass. You know,
How about
hey, I'm lucky to have my eye. You know, hey, did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this?
that? Did you hear about this? Oh my God. You're taking me back to a time.
Hey, anybody hear this?
I can
Anybody
see
see
him.
this?
He's looking around. He's got the little LA
Hey,
sun,
hey.
or moon behind him.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, he's like, by the way, we're gonna go on like a Jay Leno tangent. We're just doing it. Because like a few years ago, didn't he get in a thing where he was like driving a convertible and like a
Yes.
thing like nearly took his head off or
That's
whatever,
why
like a
people are
spring?
saying him
Yes.
and Jimmy Fallon as well, who if you look up his injuries about like eyes and fingers, they make no fucking sense. They're both deep into sports gambling debt.
Like these injuries aren't happening unless someone does it to you.
Yes, like Fallon had one where he had a black eye and broken fingers, and he said he tripped on it and he went to grab for his kitchen counter and his hand just stuck, but
Oh.
his eye hit it too, and then people are like, that doesn't make sense. All right, but enough about that. Bone Tomahawk.
So, have you seen this? Did you hear
Have
about this? Bone
you seen this
Tomahawk?
movie?
Have you seen it? It's a pretty good
Jay
movie.
Buhner. Jay Buhner. And Keanu Reeves. How about that?
Oh boy. Let's see. So yeah, the voice box thing was interesting. I don't know if I don't know if I understand how it was done. Like, so are we to assume each one of the troglodytes, I fucking love using that word, by the way. They would cut a hole in their throat and replace whatever voice box or whatever with this makeshift teeth. Were they teeth? Like they kind of look like
It was a
teeth.
bone, maybe a bone of some kind.
Yeah, where like they put it in there, and then they would be able to just yell
Like
through
I said,
that.
it's like a predator screen. You
It
know, when
is like a
predator gets
predator
bit,
thing.
that's.
Yeah, they
I
did
wouldn't be
remind.
surprised if, yeah.
The guy with the horn sticking out of the face looked like a predator monster. Like he did. And then Patrick Wilson's character rips one out of one of them he killed and then starts using it, which is gross. Like
Brilliant,
just
well, brilliant
gross.
idea on his part.
Totally
That's how they
brilliant idea.
communicate. They don't talk, so.
No, that's how he like suckered a few of them out to shoot them. That's how he like killed every single one of them, other than the last like three or whatever that Kurt Russell killed,
Yeah.
but
All right. That my other than them not just like kicking off the bars that's holding him in, the ending is the only thing I did not like about this movie. Because it was almost set up to be perfect. Everyone dies except for the two O'Dwyers, you know, all the people there risk their lives to save them.
Yeah, great, great
And
line, by the way, before the end from Kurt Russell. Say goodbye to my wife. I'll say
I'll
hello
say
to
hi to yours.
yours. That's a great line. That's a fucking great line. A bit
But,
like you, we've talked about this before. You build an entire movie around that line. That
yep.
is awesome.
But then also to not show Kurt Russell fight, you know, killing those guys at the end and just have Jenkins, he's had on a rock, like in case they come and attack him, and then he just like drops it because he
Yeah,
heard the
don't
gunshots.
need the rock anymore. Yep.
No. I wanted to see Kurt. And also I think Richard Jake, that guy's old. He should be dead. He shouldn't be alive at this time. He should be dead.
It is interesting that he is one of the characters that live. Like I think I actually would have preferred it if it was just the
Yes,
husband and wife.
That's what
Yeah.
I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He might actually keep that leg, by the way. I like you're watching this movie and you're like the leg is gone. Like they have to, like there's no way. Like he broke it and then kept breaking it over and over again, and it's like infected. And but now he's got his wife who's like a doctor, and they still got this. Do they have some of the opium or did they use it all? I
They use
forget.
it all. They drink
Yeah, that's right.
out
They
of the
gave it.
flask.
That's right. They put
Oh,
it in the flask. Yeah.
I forgot about the shoving the red hot flask in his open stomach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck. I forgot about that too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It stayed there. He never took it out, too.
He got up with it in his stomach. Dude.
Cool things in this movie, man. Cool things.
I like this movie. You know what? I love a good Western. I love Kurt Russell in a Western. This is a good movie. You know,
pretty
like
short, too, for the most
yeah,
part. Wasn't
the,
super long.
The acting in this movie was so good. Like, remember, what movie was it? I think it was like the, was it, I think Departed? I think it was. I know Django is this for me, where like I say everybody,
it's a fucking co-op.
Everybody
fucking
in the
co-op.
Movie, that's like the best they've been in a movie. You know, like I think Django's like that for me. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, Sam Jackson, like Christoph Waltz is great in it. Like everybody in that movie, that is the best they've ever acted. I feel like that with this movie. Like this,
no, I'm the same with Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, of course. Well,
100%.
It's Cage.
Yeah.
It's Cage
Cage
at his finest.
Yeah.
Cage at his finest. Yeah.
Doesn't have to talk.
Cinema.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. But like Patrick Wilson, this is the best I've seen him. Matthew Fox, this is by far the best I've seen him.
You watch Lost.
Yeah, fair. David Arquette, best I've seen.
That's a very low bar.
This is not the best I've seen.
I'm glad we've got David Arquette out of our lives. Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen him in a decade.
Yeah, but like Kurt Russell was fantastic in this too. You know, like that's great. It's great.
And Jenkins did play the good old always referring to himself as like assistant deputy. So
the dad from Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on. He was really good, you know? All right. You got anything else before we grade it?
No, I think we hit all the points.
What's it out of this week?
They don't really show it in Westerns, the love making scene. Usually not a standard thing in Westerns.
Send it home, Jerome. You know, like, yeah. And doing it with the broken fibula, too. You know, props.
Gamer. Props.
Gamer.
Gamer.
Amen.
Got three legs. He only needed two of them.
All right. What are we doing this out of?
I think out of five this week.
Okay, let's do five. It's a listener movie, so any of us can go.
Well, if King started it, I think you might be the lowest, so.
I always start.
I'll start. I'm going to give it a 4.9. Could
oh,
not quite give it
whoa,
a 5. I'm going to
wow.
give it a 4.9.
It's such a good movie.
Kurt Russell, Western,
yeah.
Crazy deaths and realistic shit. Yeah, good.
Hey, then I will go second. 4.1.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I liked it.
Yeah. I'm splitting the D on that. I'm going 4.5. I think this the only thing that I sort of didn't like, I think, was like how the troglodytes were sort of like like their makeup or whatever, like how they sort of like looked was weird to me. And I was just like, I know it's like a weird thing to like nitpick about this movie, but like that's the only thing.
I always
else
feel
about this
every
was awesome.
In any movie when there's like a bad Native American tribe, they're always in that like soot and ash look.
Yeah.
They always have that
yeah,
white
they always
body.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always the evil ones. All the other Native American tribes, like, oh, we don't deal with them. They're crazy.